At the end of February, a major inpatient psychological unit in Wyoming closed its doors. The Pine Ridge Inpatient Behavioral Health Unit in Lander had shut down due to federal regulations. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska reports that a number of people with serious mental illness in northwest Wyoming now have nowhere to go.
Chris Sturgeon lives in Lander. She suffers from major depression and multiple personality disorder. The day I meet her, she's not doing so well.
I'm in one of my major depressions right now.
Because of the recent closure of the Pine Ridge Behavioral Health Facility, she can't get the critical care that she needs.
I mean, thank God I am not suicidal, and I don't have to worry about that. But I also know that I can become suicidal very rapidly.
For Sturgeon, the 8 to 13 bed unit with psychiatric staff to help the mentally ill was a safety net. She knew she could be helped within hours, but now the closest inpatient psych unit is 2.5 hours away at the Wyoming Behavioral Institute, or WBI, in Casper.
The last thing I heard was WBI is full, so it's not an option anyway.
So why did Pine Ridge close? A press release from the parent company, Sage West Healthcare, said one of the main reasons for the closure was federal regulations to increase the ligature safety of these facilities. More specifically, the facilities need to be clear of anything that could be used to attach a cord, rope, or any other material for the purpose of hanging. These regulations are directed from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. Mark Covell is with the National Association for Behavioral Healthcare.
CMS decided that the regulations that were in place were not working the way they should, and they put in place a directive basically saying that all inpatient facilities needed to be ligature-free.
He says the problem with the CMS directive is there is no clear guidance for people who oversee these facilities who are known as surveyors.
And the changing interpretation from surveyor to surveyor has really wreaked havoc and has required some significant changes to the facility that in many cases did not increase patient safety.
What Koval is saying is that there's a lot of interpretation as to whether or not areas of the facility is safe or not, but regardless, some changes have to be made. Sage West declined to comment, but after speaking to a number of people close to the situation, it seems Sage West decided the cost of updating its facility did not benefit them in the long run. John Snook is with the Treatment Advocacy Center, which is a national organization that works to bring awareness on the trend of decreasing inpatient behavioral beds. He says inpatient beds are some of the hardest beds to keep.
And if you are a hospital trying to make money, or you're a rural hospital that is really struggling to make ends meet and keep the lights on, it's really difficult to justify having those beds.
Inpatient psych beds are expensive and don't really pay for themselves. Snook says these facilities are really important to the mentally ill.
And when they don't have the beds they need, they just end up in the systems that can't say no, or jails, or homeless shelters.
And this is something Scott Hayes is worried about. He's with Fremount Counseling, which is a mental health and substance abuse treatment center in Lander.
And so I do worry about it. I mean, ideally, you have somebody who needs that level of inpatient care, and they need it because their outpatient counseling is not going to cut the mustard.
He says Pine Ridge closing takes a chunk of availability away, and people have to look elsewhere. But there are only 4 other inpatient behavioral units in all of Wyoming. They're located in Evanston, Laramie, Cheyenne, and Casper. And they're also feeling pressure from CMS, says Mark Ressler, who is the director of an inpatient crisis stabilization center in Warland.
The state hospital is closing down units at a time to put in, I guess, alarm systems or something in each room. But there's a loss of 14 beds on each unit until they get all that work done.
But even if the Wyoming State Hospital does the construction to keep up with CMS regulations, Mark Koval says there's a possibility that another surveyor will come in and decide something else needs to be updated or changed because there's no clear guidance from CMS over what's required.
The surveyors looking at the facilities differently than they did before without any new guidance is a moving target.
A CMS representative said some official guidance will be released soon. No one disagrees that ligature risk is important, but some say there is a limit. For now, individuals like Chris Sturgeon, who we heard from in the beginning, will have to find a way to travel at least 2 hours or longer to an inpatient psych bed where there may not even be a bed available. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudalska at the Center of the West in Cody.